Casting Network.
This is Jim Tetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live, this 24th day of June 2024, simulcast, you know, on Speak Free Radio. Things are not going well for Ukraine in the war with Russia. South Front reports the new offensive is bringing many losses to Ukraine. The war, this is basically a mopping up operation. Amid the ongoing heavy battles, the front lines have started moving in new directions in Ukraine, the Russian army launching new offensive operations, forcing the armed forces of Ukraine to deploy their depleted reserves or on extended fronts. At the same time, precision strikes by Russian drones and missiles are pounding the Ukrainian rear. On the night of June 20th, the Russian military launched a series of strikes in Ukrainian rear regions. Explosions thundered in the city of Dnipro, where a large fire broke out. Russian strike hit targets in the city of Kyiv-Rih. According to unconfirmed report, the target was a military airfield of the Ukrainian Air Force. The Vinnytsia region also came under Russian attack. Local authorities confirmed damage to some strategic infrastructure facilities. But get this. You wouldn't have wanted to be there. Bad news for Ukraine. Russia drops FAB 3000 M54 Beast Bomb for the first time. Kiev casualties in 24 hours, 2,165. That's right, 2,165 casualties from a single bomb. How about that? And it's not even nuclear. The Russian Air Force used for the first time the FAB 3000 bomb. I think that means it's a 3,000-pound bomb against the Ukrainian base in Kharkov, causing an electric shock to the Ukrainian military command. Russia's monstrous 3-ton FAB 3000 bombs will prove to be a game changer in the conflict in Ukraine, as they can destroy entire Ukrainian fortifications, hit underground targets, concrete reinforced command posts. If they thought they were secure in the past, they are no longer. Meanwhile, Zero Hedge. How likely is it the U.S. replaces Zelensky in the first half of next year? Frankly, it may be much sooner. But Putin shared his view during a press conference in Hanoi that the U.S. will replace Zelensky during the first half of next year after they use him to make unpopular decisions, such as further lowering the draft age. His prediction coincided with Russian Foreign Intelligence Service publishing its latest such report about this scenario, which came that Zahuni is being seriously considered by the U.S. as a replacement and is also deemed to be more suitable for negotiating peace with Moscow than others. What do we know about him? It explained last month how Russia hopes to influence Ukraine's possibly impending U.S.-backed regime change. And after the same service released a related report about this at the time, the strategy continues to unfold as evidenced by Putin declaring 2 weeks ago that the Rada speaker is now the legitimate leader of Ukraine if the Constitution is being followed. Accordingly, he said Russia could negotiate with him or someone else if Kiev is interested in peace, but not Zelensky. Remember, his term expired last month. John Mearsheimer reveals Russia offered peace proposals to Ukraine, NATO into disintegration. Neil Farage claims Russia was provoked into the war with Ukraine. There's no doubt about it. Here we have the truth seeker. Neil Farage has said the EU and NATO provoked Russia's invasion of Ukraine by expanding eastward as the reform UK leader was challenged over a series of policies and beliefs in a sometime combative TV interview. Speaking to BBC's Panorama Friday evening, Farage said Brexit would have benefited the UK economically if he had been running the country, and that many of the reform candidates criticized for saying offensive things have been stitched up in the most extraordinary way. Challenged on his belief over the invasion of Ukraine and his stated admiration for Vladimir Putin, which I share, Farage said he disliked the Russian president personally, but admired him as a political operator because of the extent of his control over Russia. I admire him in a broader sense as a great humane leader, vast intellect, great knowledge, a superb president of Russia, if only we had someone remotely comparable. On why Putin invaded Ukraine, Farage said, I stood up in the European Parliament in 2014 and I said, there will be a war in Ukraine. Why did I say that? It was obvious to me that the ever eastward expansion of NATO and the European Union was giving this man a reason to say, they're coming for us again and to go to war. He added, we provoke this war. Of course, it's his fault. He's used to what we've done as an excuse, not quite right. Remember the coup of 2014, engineered by Victoria Nuland using $5 billion U.S. taxpayer money to dump the Russia-friendly president and install a Western stooge, who, of course, has been succeeded by Zelensky, who is such an obvious puppet. Meanwhile, Houthi attacks causing more damage in the Red Sea. Merchant traffic through the Suez Canal is down more than 50%. This is USNI, U.S. Naval Institute News. In the last week, Houthi forces killed a merchant mariner, sunk a commercial ship, forced a crew to abandon another in flames. The attacks come as the Houthis continue to escalate its eight-month campaign against commercial traffic in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden. Houthis attack MV Verbena, Ukrainian-owned, Polish-operated bulk cargo carrier in Liberian franc, MV Tudor, leading both crews to abandon ship after the damage caused fires and flooding. Tudor sank following missile damage led to flooding. While Verbena's crew abandoned the ship after it could not put out fires caused by the Houthi strike. Aircraft from the Dwight D. Eisenhower Carrier Strike Group, as well as another commercial ship, helped evacuate the crews. More. Washington faces defeat in Red Sea Donnybrook. This is from Moon's Review by Mike Whitney. The Houthis have agreed to end their attacks on commercial traffic in the Red Sea if Israel allows the delivery of humanitarian aid to the Palestinians. This is not just a reasonable proposal. It's a policy that is supported by the vast majority of people around the world. In June, the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, once headed, by the way, by Michael Flynn, released a report highlighting the impact of the Houthi attacks on commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The report is a devastating account of Washington's failure to protect critical transit corridors in one of the world's most important waterways. The Biden administration makeshift naval coalition, dubbed Operation Prosperity Guardian, has not only been unable to ensure safe passage for commercial carriers in the Red Sea, it's actually made matters worse. Houthis have fine-tuned their military operation while adding more lethal weapons to their arsenal. In short, Houthis have shown that a disparate group of militants can impose costly penalties on their enemies by implementing asymmetrical strategies that undermine the rules-based order. And there's more. Here's another piece from the Truth Seeker. The U.S. spent $1 billion fighting the Houthis and lost. This is actually Ron Paul. Why does it seem the Pentagon is far better at spending money than actually putting together a successful operation? The failed Operation Prosperity Guardian and the disastrous floating Gaza pier pictured above are but two recent examples of enormously expensive initiatives that, though they no doubt enriched military contractors, were incapable of meeting their stated goals. To great fanfare, last December, the Pentagon announced the launch of Operation Prosperity Guardian, a joint U.S.-UK operation to halt the Yemeni Houthi disruption of Israeli-linked commercial shipping through the Red Sea. The Houthis announced their policy in response to civilian deaths in Israel's war in Gaza. But when the U.S. and U.S. military became involved, they announced they would target U.S. and U.K. shipping as well. The operation was supposed to be quick and easy, after all. The ragtag Houthi militia was no match for the mighty U.S. and U.K. navies. But it didn't work out that way at all. Over the weekend, the Wall Street Journal published a devastating article revealing that after spending more than $1 billion on munitions alone, the operation had failed to deter the Houthis and failed to reopen commercial shipping in the Red Sea. The journal reported that Avril Haines, director of national intelligence, recently told Congress that the U.S.-led effort had been insufficient to deter the militant group targeting of ships and that the threat will remain active for some time. Meanwhile, the article informed us that a continued U.S. effort to fight the Houthis over Red Sea shipping was not sustainable. Perhaps the most revealing part of the article came from a Washington military expert, Emily Harding of CSIS. Their supply of weapons from Iran is cheap and highly sustainable, but ours is expensive. Our supply lines are crunched, and our logistic tails are long. Yes, indeed. Very similar to the situation in Ukraine, where the Russians have far better equipment. It's far cheaper to produce. They have it in greater abundance, and their supply lines are very modest. Meanwhile, against violence towards civilians, Armenia recognizes Palestinian state. Armenia has formally recognized a Palestinian state, the latest country to do so during the war in Gaza, prompting Israel to summon the Armenian ambassador. In announcing the move Friday, Armenia's Minister of Foreign Affairs also condemned Israel's military conduct in the Gaza Strip and Palestinian group Hamas taking of captives. Armenia deplores using civilian infrastructure as shields during armed conflicts and violence toward civilian populations, the ministry said, adding that it joined the international community in demanding the release of the captives. More than 37,400 have been killed in Israel's war on Gaza since October 7th. The death toll in Israel from the Hamas-led attack stands at 1,139, with dozens still being held captive in Gaza. Indeed, how good of Armenia to stand up. Meanwhile, Israel uses wounded Palestinian man as a human shield. How typical is that? They've got him strapped to the front of a vehicle. They were filmed using a Palestinian civilian they shot as a human shield on Saturday in the West Bank. Breaking. Israeli forces shot a Palestinian then tied him to the hood of their vehicle while he's injured and bleeding to be used as a human shield. This is a hit right now in the Jabba Yara neighborhood, Jen and West Bank. They also prevented an ambulance from reaching him. Here we have a short video showing it. You can see there's the ambulance. Very nasty. Very nasty. But then, what else would we expect of the IDF? What else would we expect? Meanwhile, Biden is in full denial as he escalates his wars. Phil Giraldi, Oons Review. When are American soldiers not really engaged in combat? Over the past week, it was revealed Congress is considering legislation that will strengthen current conscription registration requirements and could even include women. It seems the U.S. Armed Forces can no longer obtain enough volunteers to meet their needs and are getting desperate, given the wars both ongoing and planned by the national security state. The Pentagon planners made note, how the wars in Gaza and Ukraine are also escalating alarmingly, and China and Russia are being targeted over the horizon. But when Joe Biden is able to compose himself enough to express something that he considers to be an elemental truth, he generally limits himself to a few words that he has memorized. One of my favorites is the empty of meaning expression, no boots on the ground, meaning that the United States will not rush willy-nilly into any of the wars it has started recently by engaging actual American armed forces in hand-to-hand combat. Of course, the narrative would work better if old Joe were not lying about what he has been up to secretly in both Israel, Gaza, and Ukraine. One recalls that Joe made a mistake, made a morale-boosting trip to support Israel back in October of 2023 when he was photographed together with a number of U.S. Delta Force Special Ops soldiers in full combat gear. The White House actually posted the picture on its website before deleting it altogether with a description of the photo reading, "In Israel, President Biden met with first responders to thank them for their bravery and the work they're doing in response to the Hamas terrorist attack. It was explained to the media at the time the men were there to provide assistance to Israel in defending itself against Hamas, but they were apparently first responders," whatever that was supposed to mean, not combat soldiers. Actually, what it meant, based on other reports, the U.S. military were the first to enter Gaza, and they took all the hits. Virtually all of the first 1,000 troops sent into Gaza were killed by Hamas snipers. But that's the way the Israelis like it. They want Americans to die in these wars, not them. Meanwhile, U.S. labor leader previously demanded blanket backing for Israeli military ops. How bad? Before becoming UK labor leader, Keir Starmer issued a demand to his predecessor, Jeremy Corbyn, for total party support for any future military Israeli operations. Corbyn was ousted from his position and later the party itself in a campaign centered around claims now widely debunked that he allowed anti-Semitism to go unchecked among members. The politician, who has a lifelong record of pro-peace and pro-Palestinian activism, made the revelation in an interview with independent journalist Matt Kinnard, published on Wednesday. Kinnard asked Cronin whether he was shocked by the level of support that Starmer and other senior labor figures had offered to Israel in its ongoing military campaign in Gaza. He said he was not surprised.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Going on in the Asian continent, China, South Korea, Taiwan, Chinese strategic nuclear submarine services in Taiwan Straits, a show of strength to force Taipei's Western backers to let them know that the Chinese are serious. June 18th, the Chinese People's Liberation Army Navy Type 94 Jin-class ballistic missile submarine surfaced near the Taiwan Strait in a rare show of force, which has widely been seen as a signal to Western states that have increased their military focus on the area. Taipei-based media outlet published a number of photos of the ship, which reportedly serviced just 200 kilometers off the island's west coast. The sub was joined by an unidentified surface ship at the time. Significant development, rather like Russia having their subs in the Caribbean. Meanwhile, Chinese submarine captain reports major firepower breakthrough. Again, Military Watch. The Chinese People Liberation Army Navy has made a number of sophisticated breakthroughs in improving its capabilities, according to recent interviews with personnel, marking the 70th founding anniversary of the country's submarine force. In an interview with the state-run China Central Television, submarine detachment captain Wen Zuzeng provided insight into progress in submarine capabilities, stating, "We have achieved historic breakthroughs in terms of maritime verifications on our torpedo attacks and missile attacks. This means that our combat capabilities are stronger. We can reach regions further away, and we are more confident in our missions. They also seem to have a new hypersonic missile, rather like those that Iran used on Israel, that even the Iron Dome could not stop." Meanwhile, U.S. Naval Institute reports South Korean shipbuilder Hanwha makes $100 million bid to buy the Philly Shipyard. The Secretary of Navy, Del Toro, praises the deal. An American shipyard that builds domestic cargo vessels and training ships for U.S. maritime colleges has agreed to a deal in which it would be bought by a major South Korean shipbuilder. Pending regulatory approval, Philly Shipyard is set to be acquired by Hanwha Systems and Hanwha Ocean for $100 million from its Norwegian parent, Anchor ASA, according to a statement from the Philadelphia Yard on Thursday. Recognized as a global leader, Hanwha brings a wealth of sophisticated shipbuilding experience that will enable Philly Shipyard to realize a grander vision for its employees and customers. Kristen Rocha, chair of the Philly Shipyard ASA, said in a Thursday statement, "The South Philadelphia Shipyard was built following the 1996 closure of the former U.S. Navy Philadelphia Navy Shipyard and specializes in building Jones Act ships, vessels that meet the requirements of the 1920 law that requires American-built and flagships to move goods inside the United States. The yard currently employs about 1,500 shipyard workers, currently has five ships under construction, three more under contract," company spokesperson Kelly Whitaker told USNI News. Among the ships, Philly Shipyard was contracted to build five national security multi-mission vessels for the Maritime Administration. They're set to serve as training vessels for U.S. maritime schools. The yard delivered the first, Empire State 7, built for the State University of New York Maritime College last year. Patriot State 2 for the Massachusetts Maritime Academy is set to deliver this year. This authorized by Congress in 2016 has been praised for the speed of development and construction outside normal federal acquisition process. Sale of the yard is expected to close by the end of the year. One might think that American national security would be better served by having a shipyard here in the United States owned by American companies. That's not the case, and it's clear there's no concern because it's a South Korean shipbuilder. But frankly, I would take nothing for granted. Meanwhile, we have developments right here in the United States. Donald Trump has announced, "I picked my running mate, will be at the debate." President Trump said he's chosen his vice presidential running mate, and that person will be in attendance at Thursday's debate with Democrat President Joe Biden. He told a group of reporters in Philadelphia he hasn't told anyone else who his choice is. For now, it's only inside his own mind. Three finalists are reportedly Senator J.D. Vance, Senator Dodd Burgum, and Senator Marco Rubio. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Get More Tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get More Tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get More Tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
More reports about politics. NBC News. Trump team moved behind the scene to shift the GOP platform on abortion and marriage. They're working to satisfy the right wing, quietly getting involved in a little notice fight over who will serve on the committee to set the Republican national platform. NBC spoke with 9 familiar with what's happening, including Arizona, South Carolina, Kansas, and Iowa, among others, is that the campaign involvement is intended to stop those on the party's right flank from trying to push the official Republican National Committee platform too far to the right on issues like abortion and same-sex marriage headed into the general election. I agree with that. A Trump campaign official acknowledged to NBC that there are conversations throughout the party about culture war-infused policies that they have been watching and engaging for some state-level races for spots on the RNC platform committee. The official noted it's not unusual for people most closely aligned with the president to get key positions. One of those apparently that's under consideration is declare a right to life that begins at conception. Frankly, that's inconsistent with law and even with morality. It's a question of personhood. At what point does the developing entity qualify as a person, which is a status with legal and moral standing, which has historically been envisioned as occurring at the time of viability at the end of the second trimester, when the fetus has the capacity to live outside the uterine environment. Roe v. Wade basically recognized this by declaring that the first real right to life, to not be subject to abortion other than to save the life or the health of the mother, occurred at the end of the second trimester. I think that was the right ruling. Where abortion were unrestricted during the first trimester, where the state could control them during the second. But were any abortion for any other reason than to save the life or health of the mother qualified as murder? I believe that was the right policy, and I believe that it should be a woman's right to choose within that framework defined by Roe v. Wade. And I believe the court made a humongous mistake by sending it back to the states, creating a patchwork quilt. It was settled law. It should have been recognized and left in place, in my judgment. Even though Italian TV is mocking Joe Biden, and they have a whole series of tweets about it, you know, little clips that, of course, Jean Pierre is claiming to be fake videos. I mean, how ridiculous is that? They have an ace up their sleeve. Get this. Maybe Mike Lindell wasn't so crazy when he showed that Dominion voting machine switched votes from President Trump to Joe Biden. Mike has a receipt to expose the election fraud, and he just can't find a judge courageous enough to look at the evidence and expose the biggest crime against Americans ever, stealing the right to choose who leads them. Get this. Biden's sister is married to Stephen Owens, who owns Dominion Voting Systems. Does anyone else see this as a huge conflict of interest? Pretty nice. Pretty nice. When you got a family connection to the owner of Dominion voting machines, which ought to be rejected out of hand. Meanwhile, Cash Patel has dropped a bomb in the Gateway Pundit, which has been publishing a lot of good stuff of late. A British court has revealed that Paul Ryan was the first to receive a copy of the Steele dossier back in 2016 and hid that information for years. Saturday, former Trump official Cash Patel joined Steve Bannon in the War Room to discuss his latest blockbuster report on Paul Ryan. According to Cash Patel, Paul Ryan was the first to receive a copy of the bogus Steele dossier back in 2016. And Paul Ryan hid it from investigators, his Republican colleagues, and Trump officials. Remember now, the Steele dossier includes such absurdities as Donald Trump in Moscow hiring two prostitutes to pee, to urinate on a bed that Barack Obama and Michelle, the ever lovely Michelle, had slept at. Trump said it was bogus. It was ridiculous that he was germophobic among the points he made. And it was ridiculous. Turned out it had all been paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. How disgusting is that? Paul Ryan, what a pathetic POS. Meanwhile, First Amendment blues, David Cole's dubious doubts about denial. What have we got here exactly going on? The subconscious speaks in symbols. Freud wasn't the first to point that out. And we can see it in ourselves. I saw when I first started reading articles by the Jew David Cole and the Russian Anatole Karlin. I got two messages about them from different levels of my brain. My conscience told me they're interesting intelligence writers. My subconscious, they're trying to pick your pocket. In other words, these are propagandists. Meanwhile, what's behind the historic pro-Israel spending in a New York House primary? Representative Jamal Bowman, one of the newest members of the Progressive Squad, is facing a fight for his political life. On Tuesday, he defends his seat in the House of Representatives by competing in the Democratic primary for New York's 16th district. This is going to happen tomorrow. But while incumbents are rarely challenged, he's facing one of the most expensive contests in the history of the House. Progressive groups and politicians, politicos, commentators, say the battle is a direct result of Bowden's vocal criticism of Israel's war in Gaza, as groups like the American Israeli Public Affairs Committee seek to unseat him. Bowman is part of a small but growing number of voices in Congress questioning the U.S. commitment to Israel, its ironclad ally. That expert say puts a bullseye on his back. This is coming from Al Jazeera, of all things. I mean, we should all be anti-Israel in the sense of opposing genocide. That's not the same thing as being anti-Jew. I don't know anyone who's anti-Jewish. Probably some are, and I don't know it. But the point is, everyone ought to be anti-genocide and therefore anti-Israel insofar as they're conducting genocide. Meanwhile, Louis C.K., this is from Revolver, accidentally reveals a bigger plot behind flooding the U.S. with Israel. No, it's not just for votes. As Louis C.K. pointed out, he believes it's simply not fair that the U.S. is so much better than everyone else, according to what he expressed. The leftist mindset is that we need to be brought down a few pegs. And the quickest way to do that is by importing low IQ, low skilled filth into the country. Gad! Every once in a while you listen to someone, what comes out of their mouth is so raw and real, it makes you wonder if they meant to say it. That's exactly what many are saying about comedian Louis C.K. after his recent chat with Joe Rogan about Biden's devastating border invasion. It was one of those candid moments where he let the beans spill all over the floor, revealing firstly that this invasion was planned. He went on to discuss why the left is determined to see America overrun with uneducated, low-skilled, and often criminal illegals. This, of course, isn't how you create fairness. It's how you topple an entire country from within. And the fact of the matter is the left knows this and is more than okay with it. Just look at what the left is doing with their twisted and dangerous DEI agenda that promotes people based on charity, not excellence. We're dumbing down the U.S. at a rate that's mind-blowing. And it'll take decades to recover. Frankly, I don't think we can ever recover. I'm really sad to say. Meanwhile, San Francisco School District has to close schools because it's going broke, can you believe? Schools in a progressive haven in San Francisco are facing a major budget crunch. Things are so dire that the district may have to actually close some schools. It's amazing these schools are having cash flow problems when you consider the taxes people pay to live there. Officials from the school district recently met with financial experts who gave them some tough love. But then, who really wants to live in the feces capital of the universe? Meanwhile, get this, worth contemplating, News Target. That's, of course, Mike Adams' outfit. Treason documentary, their concentration camp being built right under your nose in all 50 states. An upcoming documentary from former Customs and Border Patrol agent J.J. Carroll called Treason claims the federal government of the United States is currently constructing a huge network of internment camps in all 50 states that'll be used to house political dissidents, not illegal aliens, as is falsely claimed. Cover story for these concentration camps is they're needed to house and process the tens of millions of illegals pouring across the southern border. The reality, however, is that the facilities in question are being designed for American citizens to be interned if they step out of line. It's not for these illegals, says former contractor Christy Hutchinson of Women Fighting for America in the film. I believe it's kind of like what the Nazis did with the Jews. Concentration camps, processing facilities. They're going to need somewhere to process the dissidents. Here's a clip.
Well, we have a saying on this show that conspiracy theories are just six-month spoiler alerts for what's to come. And there's no shame in raising these questions. So here's one for you. With over 30 million, upwards of 43 million illegal immigrants that have poured across the border during Biden's presidency. And the federal government is building massive facilities that can sleep tens of thousands of individuals all across the country. You probably haven't heard about these large facilities, have you? Well, why are they being built? Who are they for? We might finally have an answer. Listen.
It's not for these illegals, especially let's go off the numbers that they're telling us that there really are. They're saying, what, 11 million? In reality, I can tell you right now, with talking to all of the agents that I've talked to, private sector, looking at the cameras and all the real data, we're over 30 plus million who've actually entered this country.
Yep.
And so, even with that, even though that's enough to replace about 36 states' population, why would they need to continue to do that if they're trying to absorb these guys, make them productive members of our society, get them into housing, because we know that they're already housing projects being coordinated with builders, again, with our money? I believe it's to kind of like what Nazis did with the Jews, concentration camps, processing facilities. They're going to need somewhere to process the dissidents.
So it's not for illegal immigrants? Who is it for? Dissidents? We're going to unpack this with former 24-year veteran of the Customs and Border Protection, J.J. Carroll, who...
The fact is, dissidents are going to be people like who listen to RBN or Revolution Radio or Speak Free Radio, who like to speak their mind, who have opinions that the United States has become corrupt, that transgenderism is ridiculous, that the slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza is grossly immoral, that the war in Ukraine with Russia is evil and contrived. I mean, if you have opinions like those, you're not going to be able to say them. And if you do your best, they already know who we are. That's the whole point of all the spying on us going on again and again and again. All they got to do is round us off and send us off to one of these concentration camps for re-education. And if we're resistant, I would not be surprised if they lop off our heads. I mean that literally, not just figuratively. Here's Alex Rosen on X. We just busted the head of the LGBTQ Dems of Maryland going after a 14-year-old girl. Here's another woman charged with rioting after Philly looting gets a slap on the wrist. A January 6 inmates rot in prison. Another revealed. Amazon complied with demands from the Biden regime to censor books critical of Big Pharma. Just as Amazon banned six of my books. Nobody died at Sandy Hook, and nobody died in Boston either. On Charlottesville, on Parkland, on Orlando and Dallas, even on the moon landing, and I suppose we didn't go to the moon either. They were all banned to suppress information that blows apart the phony stories you have been told. And I suppose now one indication you might be a suitable candidate for one of those camps is if you'd actually read any of those books and liked them. How about that? Let's go back, get more out of this one. Revealed. Amazon complied with demands from Biden regime. Representative Jim Jordan revealed that Amazon complied with demands from the Biden administration to censor various books they consider a threat to their political agenda. That's why mine were censored. There are threats to the Obama-Biden political agenda of gun control. In a lengthy thread on the X platform, Jordan explained how internal documents within Amazon confirmed Biden officials had requested Amazon add various titles to a do not promote list. Here's Jim Jordan tweet. Amazon files part three, Amazon censored book list. We knew that Amazon censored book because of pressure from Biden. Now we know which books.
Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors. Help me.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all be?
Three final stories. Prince William gave Prince Harry a warning about Meghan Markle, namely that they might be rushing things. The story explains how William was engaged with Kate for about 10 years, and she had the opportunity to size up what life would be like with the royal family and whether she could handle it. I really thought Kate was sensational. She's basically been missing in action since December, however. And during an interview with Nicholas Kollerstrom of the UK, we concluded that she appears to have been subject to a satanic sacrifice in December. You won't be seeing Kate again. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer shared a photo of him grilling on Father's Day that made him look like a complete idiot. Schumer is very much a phony. He wanted to make himself appear as though he were a normal guy. So the photograph actually is him grilling hamburgers. And we all know when you grill a hamburger, you got to finish the hamburger before you melt the cheese. He put the cheese on the raw hamburger, showing he didn't have any idea what he was doing. Meanwhile, I encourage everyone, read on State of the Nation, Jim Fetzer, PhD, motion to open judgment pursuant to extrinsic fraud and fraud upon the court. Wolfgang Halbig called me this morning. He told me he'd read my motion through three times now, and he thought that it made it completely clear how corrupt are our courts and how the whole business is handling so much sham. You'll even see sensational photographs about how for 60 minutes, a person calling himself Leonard Posner was supposed to appear. But although Leonard Posner from Sandy Hook has had his photograph appear millions of times worldwide, they had to hire this celebrated makeup artist, Kazuhiro, perform his craft on a subject would go to play Leonard Posner. You also see photographs how superposition of images of Michael Vabner on Noah Posner prove conclusively that Noah Posner was a legal fiction made out of photographs of Michael Vabner when he was a child. And if you look at the photographs here of the witness who came to testify in Madison as Leonard Posner versus Leonard Posner from Sandy Hook, you can see he looked older back in 2012 than the witness did in 2019. And then you see the result, how it appears to me that it was the witness from Madison was made up by the famous celebrated artist to look more like the Sandy Hook Posner. Outrageous.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number two. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo and banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live this 24th day of June 2024, where I take your calls. Four already on the line. Lines are open. Tom in Florida. You're up to bat first, Tom. Give us your thoughts.
Well, yeah, good day, everybody in RBN, Jim. My thought is today is, first off, I think everybody on RBN is We are attaining to be warriors, because if not, we're going to get devoured by what's going on in this country. And I just want to say that. I think we're all warriors. Everybody calls in. And we have to be prepared, because we're going to be devoured if we don't. But anyway, yeah, the reason I called in is I was watching eight senators today. There's eight senators now. Lindsey Goober Graham, believe it or not. You have Rick Scott in Florida. You have Hagerty in Tennessee. Blackburn. Hawley. And et cetera, et cetera. I think it's going to grow quite a bit. And you have these senators, Jim. I want to ask you this. You have United States sitting senators that are saying that Joe Biden is complicit and derelict in the murders of all these women who are getting murdered and raped. What's your take?
You mean by illegal migrants he's allowed into the country? I think there's there's a responsibility there. And, of course, the actual Biden is incompetent. He couldn't pass a competence test. He could never be put on trial and held responsible. He's a walking cadaver. But I'm telling you, the American government is responsible. I'd put Mayorkas on trial and see what the jury thought about that.
Well, he should be hung with a rope, in my opinion, like Fauci. But I will say this, Jim. When I see United States senators, and there's eight of them right now, they're probably going to grow all the way to the majority. And I even believe there's demon rats that better start speaking up and call these women's name out, like Lakeland Riley, Rachel Morin, and Molly Tibbetts. They got to start calling these names out, because I don't know. I don't know how much more this country's going to take of this. I really don't, Jim. And I can tell you, these people that are coming in, like I know, Tom is slow. Hey, I try to bring out pertinent information. What's happening to my country, your country, our country, with all these illegal invaders. On top of that, the crime committed by Afro-American community is insanity. Another 39 shot in Chicago, 10 dead. It was all just on Breitbart. You can look it up on Breitbart. Every weekend, Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta. This is going on and on and on. Detroit, it never ends. And we're looking at a vicious cycle here. And Jim, the reason I bring this up to you, I wish you all could look at some of the website of Barry Cunningham, Fanfare, because he's an Afro-American man, and he is saying, this ain't going to get no better with another 4 years of Biden. We're doomed. And I want to ease Rick's mind in Arizona. Rick, I want you to know this. Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., is probably one of the biggest gun owners out there. The guy's a full-throttled, I hope he takes the presidency of the NRA one day. So I think that would ease Rick's mind about Donald Trump wanting to grab everybody's gun. I don't believe that. Eric Trump and Don Trump are big-time gun lovers. Big time. Especially Don. He's off the charts. I mean, I think the guy owns like $100,000 of weapons. So I'd have to disagree with Rick about Trump wanting to grab anybody's guns. It was Joe Biden who's the one that said, go buy a double-barrel shotgun, sawed out the 12 inches and that's all you need and put double odd buck in it. That was out of Joe Biden's mouth, Jim. So, you know, you got a bubbling, stumbling idiot like that saying, go get a, do something illegal, sawed a shotgun off the 12 inches and put double odd buck in it. What does that tell you about Biden? Okay?
Yes.
So, look, Trump's sons are both big-time gun lovers. His daughter-in-law is a big-time gun owner, Laura Trump. So I have to say I disagree with Rick on here when it comes to Donald Trump on guns. No way. And Donald Trump is, let me ask you, Jim, let me ask Rick and everybody in the audience, were you better off 4 years ago or 3 years ago when Trump was president, or were you better off now?
I know, Come on, Tom. It's a joke. It's a joke. America's deteriorated more. America's deteriorated more under Joe Biden in the last few years than it has in the entire history of the nation. Outrageous.
Absolutely.
And by the way, Rick, absolutely. Rick's in the lineup. Rick's in the lineup. So he'll have a chance to respond to your comments, Tom. Go right ahead. More.
Well, yeah, Jim, you're absolutely right. 100 million times correct. I mean, 3 years ago, I was okay. My wife was still okay. I've lived 3 years of a nightmare. 3 years of utter hell. And I told my buddies the night they elected that criminal when he stole that election that this country was doomed. And look, we're on the precipice of World War III with Russia or China or North Korea. We don't know what the hell's going to happen next. In Taiwan, we don't know. But it's a horrible picture with this imbecile we got in there. And by our citizenry getting murdered, and every one of these scumbags and saying, oh, we're a nation of immigrants. No, we're not a nation of immigrants first, ladies and gentlemen. We are a nation of citizenry first. Then you're a nation of immigrants. And by the way, like I told you, there's more Germans in this country than any other ethnic group, but you don't allow, they won't never be allowed to speak German all over the place. They won't ever, like the Spanish got 10, 20 stations down here and only two gringo stations. I mean, come on. Who's kidding who? What kind of design is this? And I can tell you what kind of design it is, Jim. It's all by these schmucks. These communist Marxist Bolshevik communist schmuck heaves that, you know, they're the ones that say, they'll say Jesus was a prophet. No, he wasn't a prophet. And that's where they're wrong. And it has to do with religion. Because let me tell you, and I tell you, Jim, what's going on in Israel, I'm sorry about what's happening in all those Palestinians and all that, but we have our own fish to fry right here in the United States, man. We got our own fish to fry right here when we got a government that has 51 intelligence agents saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was fake when it was real. And if that doesn't make everybody in your audience wake up, I don't know what the hell will. But when you got intelligence agencies lying their ass off to protect Joe Biden and his criminal son Hunter, we are doomed.
Yeah.
And you don't think that little looking at all this nonsense? Little Rocket Man was tame with Trump. He ain't tame anymore, Rick. Rocket Man is not tame with Biden. He's ready to let loose, man. And all we hear is Trump bashing. I mean, yeah, Trump's a scumbag in some ways. Maybe he is. But goodness gracious, who's a bigger scumbag? I would have to say Biden by a million degrees.
You had 51 high-ranking intel officers committing treason to the United States,
correct.
Tom. How bad is
absolutely,
that?
Jim.
Just disgusting.
That's the most despicable thing I ever heard. You know, Jim, I got to say, you know, when I was a young man, Jimmy Carter was president. Thank God Reagan came along. But I thought Jimmy Carter was bad. Jimmy Carter would be ranked in the top 10 greatest presidents of all time compared to this idiot Biden. This guy has unequivocally destroyed the United States, man. And if we don't boot this guy out, I can't imagine what's going to happen in another permanent imbecile. But, you know, Jim, look at Chicago. 38, 39 shot over the weekend. They're having their convention there. They'll probably have one of these, what do you call it? They won't even have an actual convention. It'll be like one of those, I can't think of the word right now, where they, like a fill-in convention. And because can you imagine a protest that's going to happen in Chicago during the Democrat convention, Jim? Can you imagine?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I don't even know. Chicago is going to be chaos, Tom. It's going to be absolute chaos.
Absolutely. Jim, you know, I got to say this. You know, this January 6th nonsense, this panty raid, which was a disgrace in itself. Well, I tell you right now, Jim, I can tell you right now, if you took, and I don't care what ethnic group, I would love to see Afro-American men, white men, Hispanic men, Indian men, from American Indians. I don't care who you are. If we were to march on Washington with 5 million men and women and children, and the government would attack us, that would be the start of a revolution because what they've done in our immigration policy. What they've done with our immigration policy, Jim, there should be heads rolling. And I mean seriously rolling. I'm not talking about the guillotine, okay? But that might not be a bad idea, what they did in the French Revolution. But I tell you right now, Jim, we're on the precipice of total annihilation. And by the way, Jim, I'll leave you with this thought. Do you know how many illegal gang members are in California right now? They just had it on Breitbart. Are you having any idea?
How many?
Over 300. I want everybody to hear this on RBN. Over 300,000 gang members in the state of California alone.
Yeah.
That's not counting New York. That's not counting Baltimore. That's not counting Philadelphia, Detroit. And a lot of most of them are illegal. Illegal gang members, Jim.
Those are the legal gang members. Yeah, Tom, and it's going to grow because people are going to be so threatened. There's going to be so much criminality. They're going to need to be members of a gang to protect themselves from other gangs. It's going to get worse and worse, Tom. No doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, when you look at what they did in January 6th, that panty raid, and they even have it on tape that Donald Trump did ask for federal troops and Pelosi denied it. And she's been lying her ass off.
General Milley ignored it for like 3 hours. He deliberately did it. He's admitted it. It's bad, Tom. Bad.
Well, he's a traitor.
Pelosi was responsible for the whole bloody thing. She wanted it to disrupt the discussion of evidence of fraud in the election. And they had a clever plan to do it. It's just a disgrace, Tom. You're so right. You're across the board. Final thought?
My final thought is Pelosi's hammer beater with a dildo. He got 30 years because they wanted to send a message. But I still say Pelosi's old man. I tell you from what I heard, reports I heard, that guy's a homosexual. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Of course.
But I'll tell you right.
Of course, this guy was
devious.
Tom, this guy was his regular boy toy. I mean, they knew each other.
Yeah.
But he initially made the call and even said someone had broken in. But they asked, "Well, can you identify him?" And then he admitted. He said, "Well, actually, he's a friend, and his name is David." I mean, you know, the whole thing was absurd.
Right. Right. Well, Jim, you know this guy, Adam Shifty, pencil neck Shift, who ended up costing American taxpayer with the Russia collusion, $52 million they spent for that. What Mueller, do you know that he was funded by a guy that killed two Afro-American guys, OD'd him? That guy, Ed Buck? Look it up, Ed Buck. Ed Buck gave $1 million to Adam Schiff's campaign.
Tom, give us a final thought, Brent. Brent, final thought.
My final thought is thank God there's RBN and thank God for you guys on RBN. We can get our opinions heard and our voices heard. And, we got to wake up the masses, man. The masses got to be awoke. You know, Jim, I really freak out when I see that all these people on these networks making millions of dollars. I say, why isn't Fesser? Why isn't Michael Rivera? Why wasn't Mike? Why isn't all you guys making $1 million? You guys got the most pertinent information, the real truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. But you got these lying, conniving, Mitchell Maddow's. And all these criminals, this Dana Bash and all these lying bitches, and they're all making millions of dollars to put pew out
Tom,
there.
Tom, thank you.
Crazy.
And Tom, believe me, we here at RBN appreciate you. We're glad you're here. Thank you, Tom.
Well,
great call.
You. Thank you. God bless.
Laura in Michigan. Laura, join the conversation.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. I've got a couple of items for you today.
Sure.
One is the American cluster bomb that hit those sunbathers off Crimea this weekend.
Yes. Disgusting.
What did Putin say?
It's just disgusting.
Putin said this will not go unanswered.
Yes.
That's all he said about it.
Yes.
You know why I think they did it? They're trying to get Putin to react because the debate is Thursday. they want something to happen, they could call off the debate. They'll do anything to call off the debate.
Oh, that's very interesting, to call off the debate. Many wonder why the Democrats even agreed to it, because I'm so obviously incompetent. I say, well, they can easily put an actor in a latex mask and have him come out and seem to be perfectly competent to dispel all the rumors. And, of course, you got the press secretary claiming all these videos of his incompetence wandering around the stage, not knowing who he is, where he's going, are fake. I mean, there's no end to the lies coming from the Democrats. Laura, it's a disgrace.
Right. Okay, my second item is Saudi Arabia. Now, we knew when Saudi Arabia said they're not going to use the U.S. dollar, something was going to happen.
Right.
We thought maybe it was going to be a war or whatever. But what they're doing right now, is all of a sudden, 24 years later, they found all this evidence that Saudi Arabia brought down the Twin Towers.
No. Listen, I guarantee you, it was not Saudi Arabia. It was Israel.
I know it wasn't.
It's the Mossad, Laura. Don't let yourself be played. That's just bullshit. Whether Saudi Arabia...
They try to trash Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
In front of everybody so they can
have
an excuse to do something.
Good.
Go into it.
It was the Israelis. Netanyahu and Ehud Olmert, who was another former prime minister with a brain trust behind 9/11. Go right ahead.
Isn't that funny? At 24 years, all of a sudden, they got all the evidence from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
They just want an excuse to go into Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia.
Public against them.
Why would Saudi Arabia have the least interest in attacking the United States? I mean, it's just a story that's absurd on its face.
Right. So, my last thing I wanted to ask, did anybody find out about Vance's wife? Anybody look into her?
What are you saying about Vance? You know, I didn't talk more about
his wife?
Trump's possible running mates.
Right,
I mentioned. I'm not wild about any of these names. J.D. Vance,
okay.
I mean, he's only been a senator for 2 years, Laura. The governor of North Dakota, Doug Burgum, I'm not impressed. Marco Rubio, give me a break. I think that's ridiculous. If he picks any of those, I will be very distraught, you know, very disappointed.
Right.
Go ahead, Laura, final thoughts.
I just think that, back when he was running in Congress, that's when I heard that his wife was Chinese. She'd written some books. She's got higher degrees and whatever.
Oh, J.D. Vance's wife is Chinese?
I haven't seen anything else about her.
I'm looking him up here. You know, he's only 39 years old. My goodness, he was born in 1984. He's an American venture capitalist, author, and politician. Serving as junior senator from Ohio. I don't know. He studied political science. He studied political science and philosophy at Ohio State. That's good. He earned a doctorate from Yale. That's good. It says he's got family Appalachian values. He launched his first campaign in 2021, but see, he's only been in office a very short period of time. Let me see if I can find out about his wife. Scroll down here. I'm looking at Wikipedia's report, which we all know has a Zionist flavor. I don't know. Social issues? He opposes abortion. He might support a federal ban after 50 weeks. He opposes the Respect for Marriage Act. I believe that marriage is between one man and one woman, but I don't think the gay marriage issue is alive. He's proposed a bill that would make gender-affirming care for minors a federal felony and block taxpayer funds from being used for that. He once admonished Trump for demonizing immigrants, but has repeatedly called the effects of illegal immigration dirty. He supported Trump's call for a wall on the southern border. Laura, thanks. Thanks.
There's nothing about his wife. Nothing about his wife.
We'll find it, Laura. Thank you. It's all right.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Well, we know more now about his wife. He's been married to his former law school classmate. Her name is Usha Chiliukuri Vance since 2014. They have three children. Much of his career, Vance and his family lived in San Francisco. She is a Native American. She's also a litigator in the San Francisco and Washington, D.C. offices of Munger, Tolles, and Olson. She's very nice looking. I'd say she's a pretty impressive person. I think that speaks well of Vance. Three kids since 2014, raising quite a family. Okay, let's see what we got next. John from Missouri. John, join the conversation.
Good afternoon, Jim. How are you today? Yeah.
Fine, thank you.
Good. You know, I want to hit on some things real quick.
Sure.
Something really important is I still can't believe nobody is pointing out how, you know, they burned our White House down in 1814, whatever, and built it on the District of Columbia and had the audacity to name that street Pennsylvania Avenue when it was originally built in Pennsylvania, but nobody knows that 2 + 2 = 4. And then I want to move on. We have cocaine in the White House, but what more disturbing than that is we got, if you thought guys getting caught having gay sex was bad, but you got guys watching that on video, watching gay guys having sex in the White House. Man, that place is a dump. And I would run as fast as you could. And one of the reasons why people don't want to vote is because you know how insane it is when you try and tell people, hey, man, our voting system was rigged with Dominion and we're bringing in more of it. But we still all want you all to vote. I mean, you basically are telling us, hey, your votes didn't count last time and we ain't fixed it, but we're counting on you to come in and vote for these, one of the better devil worshipers that we have chosen for you, because you can't see the 1,000 people that are running. You know, we can only show you the dirty 24 that are workforce and on our payroll, you know, and then, you know, hey, that song when we're on hold, you know, you guys changed it a little bit, but it's still the same crappy song, and it might be somebody's favorite, but it ain't the listener's favorite, and we appreciate you trying to help, though. And I want to say the Chinese are smart. I got to say this. The Chinese are smart. They figured out how to hook up a 3D printer to the sewage system so they could feed their people. They are geniuses. And then one more thing. Oh, those immigrants across the borders, those aren't immigrants. Those are our replacements. One day when you get put on your big boy pants, y'all will figure that out. And hey, the Federal Reserve debt. Jim, can I ask you a question? If you overspend and you create a bunch of debt, who's responsible for that debt, Jim?
Well, presumably you are.
Me?
Yeah, if you create.
I am.
Aren't we?
No, Jim, if you create a bunch of debt and you go in debt and you overspend, who's responsible for that?
Well, I would be. I mean, you know.
And if I, okay, bear with me. Now, if I create a bunch of debt and I overspend, now who's responsible for that debt? I am. So if the Federal Reserve, which is a private company, overspends, and that's their debt. And everybody needs to realize that. Stop paying these people. What do you think, John, they're going to come shake you down on your front door and bring you out and shoot you in front of your kids for money?
John, it's the national debt is interest paid to the consortium of private banks to print the currency of the United States, compound interest. It's absurd. JFK wanted to get rid of it. Huh?
Right, but it's a voluntary program. When you signed your first W-2 form to get a job, nobody did their homework, they checked the check marks box saying U.S. citizen instead of reading what an American national or non-resident alien individual.
Okay, give us a final thought, John.
My final thought, boy, is man, we don't have much time left. I've never seen the United States have so many enemies surrounding it. I mean, they're on our coast. We have them inside of the borders. I mean, they're coming across. They work in government. And then we're supposed to think that things are going to get better. Somebody smoked some serious friggin' dope.
Yeah. Thanks, John. Thank you. You got it. Rick in Arizona joined. We're going to hit the break, but I'll carry you over, Rick.
Okay. First of all, J.D. Vance's wife is from India extraction, not Native American. She's like, like this.
Indian, not Native American. Okay. India. That's okay. Yeah, okay. That's an odd name. I thought it was an odd name. Yeah. Go ahead. India. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Good, Rick.
All right, I just want to make a comment for Tom. All right, just let me... Yeah, okay. I just want to... For Tom, yeah, I hope I'm dead wrong. And I hope you're right. Now, I want to talk to you about... I was watching Pawn Stars yesterday, and a guy brought in the original contract from 1962 between Brian Epstein and the Beatles. And it turned out to be real. Epstein, first of all, Harrison.
Stand by, Rick. Okay. I'm carrying you over. We'll be right back after this break.
True.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumer's house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Get more tank will save you money every month on gas. I'm Dave Von Kleist, and I noticed increased performance after my first tank of gas. My mileage increased by 2.5 miles per gallon, and I'm saving money on every fill-up. Get more tank is American-made, is used by trucking companies and heavy industry, and is now available to the public. Get more tank works in any gas or diesel engine, cleans your engine, improves performance, reduces emissions, and you'll feel it every time you step on the gas. If you're an owner-operator, farmer, heavy equipment operator, or use any kind of engine from chainsaws, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, ATVs, you name it. Contractors, electricians, plumbers, painters, lawn service companies, Get More Tank will save you money and extend the life of your equipment. Hey, if you've got an engine, then Get More Tank. Save your money, save your engine, reduce your emissions, and save the earth with GetMoreTank.com. A 5-pack of GetMoreTank.com is only $22.22 plus shipping. Use the promo code Republic Broadcasting and get 10% off. Get More Tank is EPA registered, doesn't void warranties, and results vary. GetMoreTank.com.
Just anybody, help. You know, I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find, I've changed my mind, I'll open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down.
Go ahead, Rick. Tell us about the Beatles and Epstein.
Yeah, okay. So anyhow, Harrison and McCartney's parents had to sign the contract because they were both minors at the time. Now, Epstein, he was only 27 years old when he cut that deal. Pretty good. And you know what he cut himself in for? 25% of everything that the Beatles made for 5 years.
Now,
wow. The end of the
amazing.
Contract.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Rick. I did not know this. Yeah, fascinating.
Yeah. And so near the end of the contract, Epstein died of an overdose of sleeping pills and barbiturates, if you believe that. In my opinion, he was probably murdered to get him out of the way so somebody else could scoop up the Beatles contract. Then the Beatles went unmanaged for a while, and they didn't do a very good job of it, so then they hired Alan Klein. And a few years later, Lennon fired Alan Klein. But anyhow, I thought that was amazing. It's an amazing story that this punk kid, you know, zoomed in on the Beatles, cut that deal. That's better than Trump.
Yeah, fascinating. Rick, fascinating. Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add? You got a final thought?
I would just say I'm rooting for Tom and Trump. You know, I don't want to see Trump turn out the way what I'm thinking. I want to see Trump do good. I want him to be a good president.
I want him to be a good president, too. And I've got my heart in my throat in hoping that will be the case. Thanks, Rick. Good stuff. Alexander. Yeah, thanks, Rick. Alexander in Canada. Join the conversation, Alexander.
Yes, hello, sir. I just want to respond to what Renee said last week, another ridiculous call she made last Friday. She said the reason affirmative action...
Let me just qualify and say I don't think your calls are ridiculous, but you're entitled to your opinion. Go ahead, Alexander. Give us your argument.
Well, I'll tell you. Let me explain. Affirmative action is the reason and the only reason why white boys, as she calls them, got accepted into colleges. Affirmative action is the reason why white people got into colleges. Like that's what she said. If there was no affirmative action, the colleges would be full of Jews, Asians, and white girls. Now, see, sir, here's the question. Where did she get that statistics from? She keeps on saying all these things, but she never backs it up. And see, sir, as you know, and everybody on RBN knows, that's a lie. That white people
listen, Alexander. Somebody saying something false doesn't make it a lie. It makes it false. It doesn't make it a lie. It's only a lie if they know it's false and they deliberately assert it as though it were true to confuse their audience. I don't think Renee is a liar. She may, like all of us, occasionally say things that are false. I don't want you to draw the conclusion because someone said something false that they're a liar, okay?
Okay, so, sir, I agree with you. Okay, what she said was wrong. What she said was false.
That's okay. False, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay, because if you look at the record, white people go in universities because of their merit, because of their achievements. And so do a lot of Asians as well, and Jews. But if you look at the record, a lot of Jews get in because of all the connections that they have. The Jews are 2% of the population in the United States, and they are 27% of Harvard's population, and more than half of the more than half of the professors are Jewish. You see, so they got in because of all the connections that they had, because of all the networking that they do. The same thing in Hollywood, the same thing in Disney, the same thing in the pornography business.
Yeah.
They're all connected. It's not because they have high IQ. And so according to my research, the Asians like China, Japan, Korea, Singapore, they have high IQ. It's not because their intelligence. It's not just intelligence. It's because they do more homework than anybody else in the world. Like they're more disciplined. They take more courses. They learn stuff earlier than we do. Like in math and science or whatever. They do things like martial arts and health and fitness a lot. Like they do it a lot more like religiously than we do. So like IQ is not just based on your brain cells. It's also based on the environment that you're in.
Yes.
And
I agree.
If you look at the record, the Jews and the Asians and the white girls or the white women, they are 35% of the population of the United States.
Yeah.
So like again, like it's another wrong conclusion.
Take a deep breath. I just want to throw out there that lots of lines are open. If you've got the inclination to call, it's a good time to call. Continue, Alexander. Continue.
It's just even about if you look at the numbers, like less than 40% of the population, the Jews and the Asians and the white women are 40% of the population, and they would take over all of the universities if there was no affirmative action. Like, see, it doesn't make any sense. So, okay. Just like that's the reason. Like that's my final thought.
Okay, it's good stuff, Alexander. Thank you. Joshua, New York. You got it, Joshua, New York. Join the conversation, Joshua.
Hey, yeah. So, I'm listening to this video, and I didn't go over the Quran yet in my life, and they're going over the Quran and Islam and that, and they're painting it as, I guess truthfully, that Islam is not up to par when it comes to, would you agree real quick that we were about to, until everyone fucked everything up, we were about to start getting into a very competitive debating realm, right? Where debating was going to be a very, very competitive thing, right?
I'm not quite making out what you're saying, Joshua. We were about to get into what?
Yeah, as in like the world, right? America. That the, like debating for like politics and that, you know what I mean? Learning what people are going to start really wanting to debate and be interested in debates. Do you see that that was a future that was going to be happening? Debating
it's a good idea. You mean promoting the idea of debates about political issues?
Well, they are. Like, if you pay attention, that's what they have to do. That's what they're going to have to do. That's what they were going to do, was because so many people are now waking up and paying attention to what's real, they were going to obviously want to listen to somebody that really knew what was going on.
Okay.
So that's my thought, you know what I mean? That people would start obviously having to come entertain, and then they're going to really need to know truth, and so they're going to be looking for who's the real best debater. Point is that after, let's say, 10 years maybe of this, right, when it starts right now, new popular is the beginning, and when 10 years has really been going, if the Quran and Muslim religion in that is flawed, right, if it is flawed and it's a fact, and the Jewish religion is going to be better, or Christianity is, I know that what they want to do is take Christianity, and by proving the law going down, the Constitution, to take Christianity and prove that Jesus was alive, then that will give credence to the New Testament of Christianity, and that's what the Constitution is based off, right?
Joshua,
final thought is that I think that they were getting everyone ready for debating for the next decade, so to speak, and by the end of the decade, they'd wind up having a bit, or maybe 5 years, they would have a debate of the actual religions. And if it's the case, then Islam was set up to fail from the very start.
Thanks, Joshua. Thanks for sharing all that. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Professor Fetzer. Hey, I got a question for you. You were in the military, correct?
Yep. Okay. 4 years, U.S. Marine Corps, resigned my commission as a captain, entered graduate school, and earned a Ph.D. in the history and the philosophy of science.
All right. You, like a lot of other people before you and after you, swore an oath to defend this country against foreign and domestic.
Yes. All enemies, foreign and domestic. Yes.
Right. Would you agree that we have at least a 67% domestic terrorist organization going on in this country?
How do you come up with that percentage? I'm not quite clear about how you're arriving at that assessment. Just tell us more.
Okay. Well. We've got a 67% influence, 64-67% influence of Israel Jewish persuasion in our Congress, Senate, judiciary, and executive branch. Now, the way I look at it is you got 435 congressmen plus 100 senators. That's 535 plus nine judges. That's 544 plus a president and a vice president. That's 546. 546 people that we can basically say 67% of them aren't worth their weight in urine.
You're saying two-thirds of those groups you specified are controlled by AIPAC? That's probably a pretty good number. I wouldn't dispute that. Go ahead.
But, I mean, my thing is that, and I've always told myself this, is if I ever got up in front of a court and I was sworn to take an oath, so help me God, I couldn't lie. I'd have to come clean. I'd have to be honest. Okay.
Yeah.
I look at the veterans and everything else. And I'm not putting any weight on your back. Don't get me wrong. But I ask this of a lot of veterans, whether I'm working with them or whether I know them as neighbors, Vietnam vets, Korean vets, everything else. And I says, did you or did you not swear an oath to defend this country? Well, yes, I did. You were done with that oath after your term of duty was over? Or does this carry on until the day they bury you?
That's good. That's good. I like that. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm just saying that you get a couple of decent people that they don't have to be generals. They don't have, they could be captains, they could be sergeants, whatever. Look, you get a couple of people. We sign some sort of a petition.
They fear veterans because veterans are actually trained, know how to use weapons, have a certain degree of discipline, and care about the Constitution and their country. So their ongoing efforts to demonize veterans, they would like ideally not to allow veterans to own weapons, which is just about as absurd as it gets. I mean, if you want to defend the nation, we got a pathetic military today, a woke military that couldn't fight its way out of a paper bag. It's pathetic. Nobody wants to join it. If we're going to be able to defend the country, and actually there's an invasion going on, it's going to be the veterans and the militias who are in the forefront of doing that. So you're making telling points, Jerry.
But again, Jim, I'm saying that at some point, a lot of these veterans, when they go to bed at night and maybe don't sleep well, are sitting there thinking to themselves, Jesus, you know, I swore an oath. And from everything that I can see, that's logical. We've got a problem.
You're saying we should be out there doing something already?
You're doing something on the air. But I think, in all honesty, they want to take our guns, both sides. They want to take our guns. They want to leave us defenseless because Bush made a comment years ago, and old man Bush, and he says, you know, if the American public knew what we were responsible for, they would hang us in the street or mourning.
What we've done, they'd chase us down the street and rip us apart or string us up. You're right. That was George H.W.
George Herbert Walker. So that's got to be 25, 30 years ago. And he also said in his, I think in 91, he said that we will become the New World Order. By force, do you think? They're not getting my guns. And what's going to happen is I'm going to become a felon overnight because I'm a card-carrying Christian, a conservative, and I'm a Republican, and I'm the enemy. And pretty soon they're going to figure out that every veteran out there is the enemy. Yeah. I'd be very careful if I went to the Veterans Administration to get anything done on my body, because you got to remember something. The military, they take their orders from whoever. Okay, and I mean, they follow orders because they don't want to be peeling potatoes. It's all a brainwashing thing, all of your boot camp and everything else like that. Stop and think about it. They condition you. You're going to follow orders, plain and simple. Hey, listen, I'm sorry. Sorry for letting me rant and everything else like that.
No, Jerry, today we had the time. Today was perfect for ranting. You're good. I'm glad you called. You got it, Jerry. Take care. Have a good one. Kevin in Texas, join the conversation. Kevin. Kevin, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Jim?
Go ahead.
Okay. I got earphones on. And I don't know if they work well. Hey, when are you going to submit your case to Dane County Court to challenge?
I'm in the court. I've already submitted that motion. The judge rejected it without going through the proper procedure. So I'm explaining to him, and I had to file a request for relief to do it properly. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get a motion, you got to give the other side. See, I'm the defendant. You got to give the plaintiff the opportunity to respond, and then I, who filed the motion, get the opportunity to reply, and then the judge makes the order. But in this case, he went ahead and made the order without giving the plaintiff the opportunity to respond or me the opportunity to reply. So it was an invalid order. So I've called him out on it. There's going to be a furious fight over this because I've dissected the case so thoroughly in my motion to open judgment. You know, I've explained exactly how the extrinsic fraud was done and how the officers of the court brought it into the case in order to bias against me by fraud in the court. Hang on there. We'll be
Okay. Love to talk to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay. I think they killed it. Go ahead, Kevin. Go ahead. But okay. I'm right now. I'm
okay,
there.
So that's it's going on again. So I tell you what, a lot of people, we need to pray for Jim on this one. We need to pray that God would do something because the whole Sandy Hook, the gun takeaway, the lie, and you talk about falsehood. Now we're talking about lies. And you're the only one that's out there that's sticking his neck out. And I just pray to God, Jesus, the Lord Jesus, that you would get heard in court and that somebody, senators, would hear. Where's Senator Johnson from Wisconsin? He's your senator. Why doesn't
I like him. I appreciate these words, Kevin. You're very kind of you to say those things. Let me tell you how bad it is. Let me tell you how bad it is. They've come after me for money because I have this huge judgment hanging over my head, you know. And, of course, I regard it as completely wrong, that it wasn't warranted, that it's a form of punishment for publishing a book that exposed Sandy Hook was a hoax. So they've gone after my money, and they're scrounging the bottom of the barrel. They're claiming they can take my wife's half of our federal and our state income tax. They're claiming they can take my daughter's reimbursement of my wife when they went to Costco. I mean, it's just absurd. And the Court of Appeals wrote back. They sent the case back here and told the court, no, they even cited a case, Prince, that you cannot take money from someone who's not the debtor, meaning they can't take my wife's money. So we did it again. We had a hearing, and I explained what the Court of Appeals had said, that you can't take my wife's money. And it was very clear that the garnish attorney for Posner said, oh, it's all commingled. You can't tell what money is what. But you obviously can't. My wife had come on and testified and identified every single item in the account. So he was prevaricating, to put it kindly. And guess what? The judge went ahead and approved it. So now I got to go back to the Court of Appeals. I was telling him during the hearing the Court of Appeals might hold this court in contempt because you're violating what they told you. You're doing what they said you couldn't do. He's gone ahead and done it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you what I'm up against here.
Somebody would hear you. I wish somebody in government would hear you.
Well, yeah.
Clarence Thomas. You know, where are these people?
I went up to the Supreme Court the first time around, and I had a superb motion for the Supreme Court for writ of certiorari. I sent Amy Coney Barrett. She rejected it. And then I sent it to Vito, and then he rejected it. And then it went to the whole conference, and they rejected it. But I think if I sent Clarence Thomas, I might have had a shot. I think Clarence Thomas is one of the few clear thinkers on the Supreme Court today.
So, yep.
Hey, Kevin.
And Massey, maybe. Massey, you know. Is he a congressman, Massey?
What a super guy Massey is.
Yeah. He's, Kevin, he's one of the good guys.
Make a lot of good points. I just reiterate for everyone, check it out. That State of the Nation, Jim Fetzer, PhD, motion to open judgment. I'm saying, if Wolfgang, who's been so deeply involved in this, and he has an affidavit in the, my supporting exhibits, read it three times and think is it really lays it out. I mean, that's a very strong endorsement, so I encourage. Kevin, thank you so much. We got one caller left, and I'm going
to... Hang in there, Jim. I love listening to you, man. You are brilliant. Brilliant, hey, man. God bless you.
Hey, Kevin, you're wonderful. Hey, Dan in Washington, wrap it up for us today, Dan. Give us your thoughts.
Could Alex, could Trump pardon you and Alex Jones of these civil lawsuits? Is that possible, or would that be an option?
I suppose he could. I'd never crossed my mind before. Alex's case is very messy because he was on both sides of the case, and he claims he never even read the book, and then he claimed he'd been misled by me and James Tracy and Wolfgang Halbig, who are in the book. But if he never read the book, how did we mislead him? In other words, there's something wrong here. And you may remember Robert Barnes was actually in the courtroom in Austin, and he said it was unlike any courtroom he'd ever seen before. There were three cameras. One pointed at the jury. It looked to him like a made-for-TV movie. Well, I think he got it right. And if you go to my blog, jameshfetzer.org, I think it's now on the third page now. If you scroll down to find this article, it's entitled Fake News, The Truth versus Alex Jones, where I go through all the evidence in this movie they made. I mean, that was the name of the movie they made. They actually interviewed me here, and I explained what was really going on, but they left it all on the cutting room floor. That was so they could, you know, get me to encourage Wolfgang to do the interview, and then they, you know, attacked him in the film. Bad, bad, bad. But the fact is, something's wrong with Alex on all of this, and I can't figure it out. I offered to appear as an expert witness in the Remington case, in the Alex in Connecticut, in the Alex in Texas, no interest whatsoever in having me appear in any of those cases.
If it's you want weird to that Trump, if he couldn't pardon you guys, I mean, you know, Alex supposedly was one of the organized January 6th and was helping to start the protest and fighting for Trump, and then, you know, nothing out of Trump.
You know, it's interesting, Dan. The thought never even crossed my mind. But I suppose it's possible. I think the president has unlimited pardon power. That's why I'm convinced, you know, we got Joe is going to pardon Hunter. And it's going to be like Jerry Ford for all crimes known or unknown. You know, it's going to be one of those things to get Hunter. Hunter has committed so many offenses. I'll bet Hunter has committed 100 felonies. Thanks, Dan. Meanwhile, spend as much time with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBN. Back tomorrow.
Thank you, Jim.
You got it, Julie.
Have a good evening.
You too.